Welcome to the Harvest USA podcast, where we offer the transformative hope of the gospel to those impacted by sexual sin. Our passion is to equip the church to think biblically about God's design for sexuality, repentance, and life in Christ.
Casual pornography. Thou shalt not prevail. Written by Johann H. Prudente. Our world considers sexual sins to be no big deal. In fact, even some Christians are offended when we call them sins and use words like brokenness to lessen the weight or replace the meaning. However, when we pursue a self-centered life where sin feels casual and behavior such as watching porn is just another normal activity, casual porn, the dark reality of the sin behind the sin becomes as visible as daylight. Behind the eyes watching casual porn, we can find an idolatrous heart. Behind a solitary casual activity of masturbation, we see selfishness incarnate. Accepting casual sins in our lives can cause us to relinquish God-given truths as sin becomes acceptable to us. The good gifts and emotions that the Lord created become distorted. For example, friend, what is love to you? Perhaps to a parent gazing upon their newborn child, love shines like the brightest star in the sky, an unbreakable bond formed at first sight. Perhaps to a woman, love flows from a steadfast heart, an enduring hope, where no harsh reality clouds her thoughts with doubt or fear, and she feels protected through the night, guided by the peaceful certainty that she's cared for and heard. Perhaps to a man, love awakens a tender memory, where nostalgia for a simpler time meets a steady salute and warm embrace that honors all he has walked through and accomplished. Perhaps to a couple, love is like the comforting aroma of one's spouse, where each passing year strengthens mutual knowledge of each other, and even footsteps are recognized from afar. Laughter fills the home like a well-worn melody. And perhaps to a child, love is expressed through simple faith where, though fearful of being lost in a crowded supermarket, hope remains that Mama and Papa will come and find him. How delicate it is to ponder love and the form it takes in each of our lives. Yet women and men struggling with sexual sin in our support groups at Harvest USA have met significant confusion and pain when trying to receive, believe, or abide in the love that God has for us. Even the wholesome examples above can be tainted with darkness. The muck of our sinful nature mars the best gifts. In the face of our sin, God's persevering love can be perplexing to comprehend and embrace. Sexual sin, especially something like casual pornography, if it could ever be casual, obscures love's beauty. Sexual sin detaches its meaning from the creator of the universe, as what was once conceived in purity and simplicity gives way to variation or shadow due to change. James 1:17. The heart, therefore, becomes progressively doubtful and restlessly lost as it walks in these perverse paths. A love unfulfilled. When love no longer finds its fulfillment in Christ, guilt and shame can imprison the soul, casting a false sense of worth. A seared conscience, dulled by casual pornography, and all types of sexual sin, especially as it grows darker and more deviant, can quickly dismiss the promises of the gospel as irrelevant. From this wreckage, a double life emerges, where good and evil blur beyond recognition. We forget that we cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons too. 1 Corinthians 10:21. When we sin sexually against God, casually exchanging His glory for fleeting vanities, a shallow appetite takes the throne of our hearts. Such idolatry despises what is holy and enthrones the kingdom of self. What remains is no longer love as God designed it, but a grotesque counterfeit, bearing false witness to who God is and who we are, far too often masquerading itself through the subtle, casual acceptance of evil. And we need not search far to see how such evils already silently shape our way of living. Darkness casually accepted. Casual pornography is everywhere. We scroll past it on social media and public places, rationalizing what counts as casual or explicit, as though we no longer recognize sin when we see it. Yet, if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. Matthew 6:22-23. Casual vulgarity has filled our speech. With the same tongue we bless the Lord and curse His people. James 3:9-10. We no longer address one another in psalms, making melody to the Lord with our heart. Ephesians 5:19. But with sexual innuendos, we laugh at immorality, mistaking profanity for authenticity. Truly, out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. Luke 6:45. How grievous it is when there is no distinction between believers and the world we so easily imitate. Casual immodesty has become normal. We display our bodies for attention, forgetting that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:19. We prize external adornment over the hidden person of the heart, with imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit. 1 Peter 3:3-4. If this is not enough to convince you, consider casual fantasy where the mind runs amok, unchecked. Casual masturbation justified as a lesser sin than watching porn. Casual cohabitation before marriage because it would be foolish not to do so in our day and age. Casual double takes and lustful glances as though every person is up for grabs. Casual flirting for sexual affirmation. Casual consumption of erotic entertainment in video games, shows, and novels. Casual coarse jesting with obscene and immoral humor. Casual veiling of confession of sins, thus not speaking the truth. And casual living has lukewarm Christians, mindlessly pursuing the weekend as the sole purpose of our existence, not knowing what to do with being bored, nor able to rest in the Lord. Neither cold, nor hot, worse than sour milk, soon spat out. Revelation 3:16. O Lord, have mercy. O Christ, have mercy. Personal confession. For such was I. 1 Corinthians 6:11. Therefore I confess, lament, and repent, knowing I once walked in many of the ways above that I now grieve. I turned what the Creator had fearfully and wonderfully made and the playground of false loves. In a dual ache of lukewarmness and sin, I stretched wide the chasm between what I professed to believe and how I truly lived. Yet, by mercy undeserved, the cross led me to turn and flee to Christ, my Savior, as though my very life depended on it. We often accept casual sins without realizing how deeply they corrupt the life purchased by Christ's blood. We dance between holiness and compromise and call it balance, but love cannot thrive in the dark. To grasp the perfection of God's love, we must see our sin for what it is and turn toward Jesus, our only hope. Casual porn shall not prevail. The call to return. Dear friend, I pray that even now the Lord opens your heart to see where casual sin has crept into your life. Lift your eyes to Jesus, who draws us out from the pit of destruction and sets our feet upon a rock. Psalm 42. Let godly grief produce a repentance that leads to salvation without regret. 2 Corinthians 7:10. May you be still and know the Father in heaven who is with us. Psalm 46:10 and 11. For love is from God. 1 John 4:7. Who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. How shall he not also with him graciously give us all things? Romans 8:32. Beloved, return to Christ. Hear the call we have to live in a manner worthy of his gospel. Philippians 1:27. And consider three steps to address the deception of casual pornography and other sexual sins. 1. Be saturated in God's Word. For all Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16. Let God's word be a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. Psalm 119:105. Bringing radical heart and life transformation as you know God and commune with Him. Remember that sexual sins will always leave you empty, but that His word shall never return empty. Isaiah 55:10. And 11. 2. Redeem the time. Beloved, look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Ephesians 5:15-17. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Remember that the world is passing away along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever. 1 John 2:17. As Max Lucado writes, if today were your last, would you do what you're doing? Or would you love more, give more, forgive more? Then do so. Forgive and give as if it were your last opportunity. Love like there is no tomorrow. And if tomorrow comes, love again. 3. Abide in divine. Tear out casual pornography and other casual sins and throw them away. Matthew 5:29. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh. Romans 13:14. For whoever abides in Christ, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from him, you can do nothing. John 15:5. Remember that Jesus is the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. John 10:11. And repent earnestly. But if your heart is weary of the things that brought you to accept casual evils, and no consolation is found, beloved, remember, Christ's power is made perfect in weakness as you hold fast to Jesus and rely on him rather than your own strength. 2 Corinthians 12:9. He is praying for you even now. John 17:9, Romans 8:34, Hebrews 7:25. With the promise that you will never be alone. John 14:18, Matthew 28:20. His steadfast love endures forever, even when we fail. Psalm 136. The world tells us that sin can be managed. Scripture tells us it must be crucified. The world promises freedom through indulgence. Christ offers freedom through surrender. So take heart, beloved. The grace that saved you is the grace that will sanctify you. The Savior who forgave your past is the same one shaping your present and future. Love is not casual. It is cruciform. And on that cross, casual sin met its end. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:57. In his name. Amen.